The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
We've got Dylan here at the A&W. Hey, Dylan.
Hi.
All right. you're sounding cozy? You're settled in?
Hey, yeah.
All right.
I'm here in the corner.
A lot of people saying it's not fair to keep you away from the Oilers game tonight.
No, I agree. I don't think anything's fair. This should be me just relaxing and enjoying life.
I guess you'll have to earn it today, right? We're going to give you your... Well, now, Robbie had an idea here with you. Now, listen, we're just entering into who knows how long this is going to be. We've decided the official amount when Dylan can leave the A&W is $202,222, okay? As soon as we break that, he's done. He's done his duty at the A&W. And Devin, which we know have no booths. Is that correct? Are you now verifying that now that you're sitting in the lobby?
It is very small, and there are no booths.
Okay. Uh-oh. Have you found a place to sleep yet? Like a corner of the restaurant you think would be ideal?
No. It's very, like I say, very small. I don't know. There's nowhere to put really anything.
What's going to happen? Like, can you stretch out? Where, if you were to stretch out and create a little sleeping nook for yourself, would you be in everybody's way? Is there any way to just tuck away in the corner somewhere?
Nope, not really. Like, you're going to, I'm right now, I'm situated as you walk in the front door.
Yeah.
I am, you can see me perfectly. I'm looking right out the front door, and I am right beside the employees only entrance.
Okay.
Kind of, it's a table by itself, so that I like that, so I'm not in people's way.
Right.
And then the bathroom's right behind me, so it's a quaint little A&W, much like the town I'm in.
Okay.
It's beautiful. It's wonderful. The owners and the staff have already come out offering me breakfast numerous times, which I've had to decline, which they've looked at me like, are you sure?
Were they ready for you? They were given the heads up that you were coming?
Yeah, I think so. They don't seem weirded out that someone wants to live here.
It's okay. Do you have access to the bathroom? Do you need to ask for a key every say? Nothing worse than having to ask for a key to the bathroom. I hate asking for a key to the bathroom.
For some reason, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you know, or you have free reign over the bathroom?
It's free reign. It's okay. A pop-up bathroom right behind me.
Okay. Well, the problem is it might be for customers only, and as it stands right now, you're not allowed to eat any A&W.
I know. I think someone just waved at the building. Hi to you in the black car.
Okay.
This isn't what I envisioned. Every time you get your hands on anything, you ruin it, is the problem.
I get my hands on anything?
Anything. Like, my plan was to take the week off and sit in A&W and play my Switch and just, like, enjoy life, read a book, eat A&W, and be happy while people, I don't know, made money.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, I'm not allowed any perks of life. It's going to be uncomfortable. You're trying to make it miserable for me, and I don't like that.
Well, no, because you can get all of these things, plain and simple. We can make
this. Let's start going. Like, I'll do jumping jacks or whatever you need.
Okay, well, while you were getting all this stuff set up, did you say you're on number four, Dylan? Is that what you said?
Merlin plus Tyline 1.
Tyline 1? Okay, hang on. Let me find that here. We'll see if it even works right now, Robbie.
Okay.
I don't know here. Let's... No way, no reason not to sample it out live on the air. Let's see. Okay. Doobie-doo. Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Give it a try, Dylan.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you there?
Yeah, we can hear you okay.
Okay, well, I should hang up the phone then, or what?
Hang up the phone there. Okay, now, look at that. He's got his own little studio set up. Yay! We've already got something for you there, Dylan. Nice.
Yeah,
You didn't even have to earn a level of money to get to that one, right?
Well, this is more for you than me. I don't care. Our phone's easy.
Okay, so we've decided to be easy on you in the beginning, okay? So we started the morning at $155,000. What was it? $625. Already $100 has come in. When you hit $156,000, so $275 away with citywide 50-50 tickets, we're going to give you your first selection.
Okay.
Okay, your first option. You're going to get to make your first choice. Although, and I want you to hear this, because Robbie had a really good idea with his girlfriend Janice last night. And he brought it in here first thing this morning. And I thought, God, now he might be onto something. Because our audience oft likes to see us suffer through things, likes to see us pay, you know, certain levels of punishment. Robbie's idea is you start with everything. And every time $1,000 comes in, We remove one thing.
Yeah.
That's dumb. I don't like that.
You don't like that?
that sounds horrible. What it gets worse as I stay longer?
Well, do we want something that's worse, or do we want something that slowly improves Dylan's quality of life at the A&W, or slowly deteriorates Dylan's quality of life?
I just have a feeling people want to see you suffer, so even though the suffering
what
will
kind
be
of
worse.
People want to see me suffer. That's ridiculous.
Even though the suffering will be worse, it won't be as long.
Uh-huh.
So that's up to you. Do you want to stretch it out, or do you want to get it over with quick?
I don't want to come back to work this week, so let's get it over with quick.
Okay, so, well, is that quick or is that slow? I mean, $202,222 is
so
ambitious.
There is no reason we can't get that this morning.
It's so ambitious, Dylan.
People love 50-50s.
So here's the one reason why. So here's a text message that says, I will donate $100 right now so he can eat.
Oh, whoever that is, save their number.
One sausage link.
That's it.
I'll take it.
Okay.
That's great. I have lettuce packed, like literally lettuce.
You could have a sausage lettuce wrap.
Now, you can eat those vegetables at your own free will, okay? Those vegetables that your girlfriend packed and that deck of saltine soda crackers and the little jar of chickpeas. I don't know if you should have the chickpeas if you're going to be in a public place for the next few days.
Tooting away.
Yeah. But you can have all of that. You have free reign over that little snack, okay? Whenever you feel like a snack, you grab a stick of celery or a piece of broccoli. That's totally fine.
That sounds awesome.
But if you want something from the counter at A&W, you've got to earn it. So at $156,000, we'll give you your first choice for the morning. Here's where people might really thunder in and help Dylan out, is knowing that you do not have access to the Oilers game. We have not permitted you access to the Oilers game yet. And the superstition.
No, I have access to nothing. I don't even have access to my wicked lounge chair that I brought.
You brought your chair?
Well, no, I bought a version of it. I got a zero gravity comfy folded chair.
Okay, well, you can earn that as well. I also brought a cot in here, a camping cot, just in case
you
earn that at any point. Right? Right now, you've got a pillow. That's all you've got. But from what
I left it in the car because I'm really not excited for just a pillow.
There's really no way for you to stretch out. No booths, no anything. So if you're going to stretch out, you're going to be on the floor tonight.
So far?
Unless you earn a place to sleep tonight.
And you know, the weirdest thing, it's not like a nice carpeted floor. It's like a tile floor.
Well,
here.
That's how it works, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be awesome. Like, listen, you just watch and see. The good people of Devon will show up in droves, and they will throw their money down. Yeah. And next thing you know, it will be at $202,000 by 9 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
You guys will be, what's happening? Okay. I don't understand. Why didn't he come in the rest of the week? You know why? Because he's relaxing at home because he raised so much money.
$155,825 now, Dylan. So you're $175 away from your first choice, okay?
That's what I'm saying.
And that's it.
Things are looking up.
Okay, so we'll give you that in a few minutes. He's at the Devon in A&W until further notice, through around the clock, through the night, until $202,222 can be raised. Okay, we'll chat with you in a little bit there, Dylan.
Sounds good.
Okay, get your Citywide 50/50 tickets at kisscitywide5050.com.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
$156,735 right now.
Ooh, yeah, keep on going. That's what I want to hear. I want it to be big, big, big money.
He's an hour and a half into his life at Devon. This is his life, until further notice, is living at the Devon A&W. A decision that he made completely on his own.
And one that I will never regret. The smell in here alone is worth working here.
When we hit $156,000, he was given his first choice of his stay at the Devon A&W. We gave him the choice of a teen burger or a blanket. To everyone's shock, he chose the blanket. Why did you choose the blanket? Why? That is a very unusual choice for you to make.
Because it was so early.
Right.
And not knowing if a blanket would come around again.
Right.
I know that I have a lunchbox full of vegetables. If I really, really got in a tough situation, I could eat celery.
Yeah. Melissa sent me. Your girlfriend sent me a picture of all the delicious food that you certainly must have had in mind when this idea of living at the A&W came up that you have to choose from, like some saltine crackers, a bowl of chickpeas, celery, broccoli, cabbage, and lettuce.
Yeah, that's not at all what I was thinking.
Like,
and
I
hope that that's not what this is going to be.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, that's why I picked the blanket first thing. And I know that we're going to raise a ton of money today, so I'll have lots of options to get food throughout the day.
So every $1,000 you get's a choice. We're at $156,835. So
oh, look how close we are.
In this segment, we could give you your next option, right?
Yes,
he has
yes,
no say please. On what the two things to choose from are. Will they come back around? Who knows? He may not get another chance at a teen burger. That might have been his only one. I don't know. We're just trying to make it as difficult as we can while he stays there, right? We know a lot of you want him to come, want him back on the show. It's a little clunky with him on his little delayed little radio machine.
Does it sound
that he
weird?
Has
is it weird?
No, it sounds okay. I mean, I just miss your face.
Aw, man, I miss your forehead, too.
At least the top of his forehead. Robbie, do you realize in 19 years I've never seen his full face?
I know. It's wild.
I don't know what Dylan looks like. I couldn't pick him out of a lineup. All I see is his forehead every day.
I know. That's it.
That's my view of Dylan. For 19 years, my view of Dylan has been eyebrows up to the top of his head.
But you like that, don't you?
Wish I could see the whole thing.
Ah.
Because I've heard.
You could if you come down to Devon.
Yeah, good. $156,935,
yes,
Dylan.
Yes,
we are close to giving him his next choice.
Thank you, everyone, for doing this. This is a really, really appreciated. We're raising money by the second, and whether or not you're doing it to help me out, and I really appreciate it, or you're helping out Kids Sport. Remember, wherever you donate from, that's where the chapter it goes to. So if you're donating from Devon, it's going to the Devon chapter of Kids Sport.
Right.
Which is really, really cool because not only are you entered to win what is likely going to be a huge jackpot, you're also helping out the community you live in, which is just a cool, cool opportunity.
Robbie, have we surpassed the largest 50-50 jackpot yet? No, we're getting very, very close, though, aren't we?
Yeah, I think they won $81,000 or $82,000.
Okay.
Right?
Okay,
so we're so close.
We're really, really close to passing previous citywide 50-50 jackpots, and still with over 2 weeks to go. Early bird draw on a Friday, $156,935. We'll give it a couple more minutes here in this segment to see if we can give you your next choice. Oilers fans, who superstitious Oilers fans especially, be aware right now that as it stands this moment, Dylan does not have an option to watch the Oilers game. He says he's the lucky charm because he's watched every game, which means he also watched the first two. So I don't know how much of a lucky charm he might be.
Oh, I'm lucky.
But we don't want to do anything to jinx this entire thing. So if you want him to see the Oilers game tonight, that could be an option later on today. So make your citywide 50-50 donations. Yep, we're stalled out $156,935, Bill.
Oh, don't worry. People are just, they're filling out their credit card information right now. Boom. It's going to be no problem.
Robbie asked, do you have air fresheners or is that only at our other pop-up that's happening this morning?
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to bring anything, so I don't have absolutely
anything.
You don't
even have the air fresheners. Well, if you stay there a long time, it'd probably be a good idea for you to have a few air fresheners.
You just rub them all over
for
sure.
So he has no deodorant, right, Dylan? No deodorant.
Well, I wore deodorant this morning, and I have it in a bag somewhere. But like,
no access to it, no toothbrush.
Nope.
Pillow and a blanket, and his cell phone. That's all he's got. Doesn't have a surface to sleep on. We'd heard, but it can be confirmed. There are no booths at the A&W. $156,985, Dylan.
Yes. Oh, we're so close.
$15 more, and we'll give you your option. All right.
Is it going to be a good option? Because I want it to be awesome.
Yep. We don't know.
All right. $15. That's all we need for the next option.
Please. Robbie's got an idea on what he wants to offer you here.
I do.
KissCitywide5050.com. You can buy your tickets right there.
Let's get $15 more. We're going to stay here until we get $15, Bill.
That's all it is.
Listen, if I was allowed to buy tickets, I would.
Yeah. No, you can't do that, though.
In the meantime.
Yeah. Yes, Robbie.
The idiom, frog in your throat?
Yes, please.
It likely originated from the medieval practice of using a frog as a supposed treatment for a sore throat.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
What?
You'd lick a toad? I thought when you did that, you got totally wrecked.
That's different.
Oh, okay.
Some believe that placing a frog headfirst into a patient's mouth could help draw out infection and cure the sore throat. This practice, while absurd, may have contributed to the phrase's origin.
What?
Yeah. Part of it.
Oh.
There's no confirmed origin story of that phrase, frog in your throat, but that could have contributed to it.
Well, they didn't have MRIs back then either, Dylan. Modern medicine has come a long way since putting frogs in your throat to get rid of infections, you know?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay. Did we get $15?
$156,985. Yeah. There it is.
We did it.
Hang on, looking for the button. There it is.
Citywide 50-50.
Okay, Dylan, here we go. We're at $157,085. This next choice is $915 away. But here we go. Choice number two, the previous choice, teen burger or blanket? You chose blanket, which I will never understand in my life.
I need a blanket for the evening. You don't understand. I'm going to be living here.
All right, Robbie, you have option one. Option one for this choice. Dylan. Robbie, what is it?
I was going to say he can either choose a single buddy burger.
Robbie.
A buddy. Just, you know, one of those little guys. Or a pillow.
A buddy or a pillow, hey?
Well, he's got one pillow.
And no cheese on the buddy.
Oh, just a regular. How hungry are you right now? Remember, you're free to eat that bag of celery that your girlfriend gave you.
Yes, at any moment, right? That's,
you know, 24 hours ago, you came up with this idea, and you're like, I'll just put my feet back. It's going to be like a week off. This is going to be amazing. I don't have to go into work.
That it still is. I don't understand why you think this isn't amazing just because I'm sitting here with, I have a pillow and a blanket already.
Okay. He does have a pillow.
You do have the pillow. Okay.
Yeah. Pillow's already here.
Okay, then how about the buddy burger or a sleep mask?
Oh, your sleep mask. Yeah, your little sleep pack. Those that missed it, Melissa packed a bunch of things. That's Dylan's girlfriend. Packed a bunch of things. Well, Robbie, and told me what it was, but you have no idea. It's all just packed in a duffel bag, right?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay. So she did pack his favorite every night routine. I love this so much. It's the most Dylan thing that I never thought that would be a Dylan thing.
Last time you mentioned this, everyone was saying, oh, he's bougie.
Peppermint oil, melatonin, lavender room spray, and a sleep mask for the princess to get a nice night's sleep.
Oh, that's how everyone sleeps. Come on.
Yeah. So you want to do that? You want to give him his nighttime routine pack or a buddy burger, Dylan?
Well, I'm gonna choose a buddy burger.
He's got with a buddy burger.
Everything else.
Okay. Wait till you see some of the other things. The window into Dylan's life with some of these items that she packed for you.
Now, I don't even know what they are. Like, she handed me a giant box and said, have a good day.
Yep.
So I don't even know what's inside of there. Okay, good.
Well, these are all things, the little luxuries in your life that you look forward to. As of right now, he's got a blanket, he's got a pillow, he's got his cell phone, and he gets one buddy burger, Dylan.
Woo! A buddy burger to start the day. That sounds great.
All right, go eat it. Go order it and enjoy it, all right?
I'm going to go up to the till and order
only
it right
one
now.
Buddy burger. No sides, no drink.
I know. A buddy burger, that's
no
it.
No cheese.
Okay, you can go see Dylan at the Devon A&W until further notice. Once he hits $158,000, we'll give him another choice. All right. Okay. Talk to you in a bit.
Thanks, guys.
Dylan. All right.
See you. Hey, see you, buddy.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Shay, good morning.
Good morning.
So Shay has reached out to us on behalf of your son. Is your son with you right now?
He is.
Okay. We've got to send out some good vibrations, some good vibes. The city collectively here. We're sending half of them out to the Oilers and the other half to Shay. We'll send 7/8 of them to the Oilers and 1/8 to your son. Okay, Shay? What's your son's name?
His name's Micah.
Micah?
Yeah.
Okay.
What up, Micah?
What can we do? How does Micah need our help?
Well, he turned 14 in March.
Okay.
And he's just been super eager to join the workforce.
Ah.
This past Sunday, he got on his bike and he passed out a bunch of resumes. And yesterday, he got a call for his very first interview.
Wow! Okay! All right, where is the interview? I love that Micah, you can tell he's 14. He's just mortified right now. Mom! You don't have to get on the screen, Mom! Little Micah pedaling away. Good for you, Micah, for wanting a job, though. There are a lot of lazy slunks that have no interest in they won't even mow the lawn for $20, for God's sake. So good for you. Where is your interview, Micah?
Tim Hortons.
Sorry, Tim Hortons?
Tim Hortons, yeah.
Okay, what time is the interview?
It's at 4:30.
4:30.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What are you going to wear?
Yeah.
I got some jeans and a blue shirt.
No!
I don't have any fancy trimmings.
No.
You don't have a suit?
No. Got to go out. You got to get a shirt and a tie.
Mika, what's your waist size? 34? I got some suits.
He's 14 years old.
I'm trying to sell some suits.
Oh, dear God. What are you? I made my son. He was just like you, Micah. He got a job at A&W. It was his first job. And he had to go for his interview. And he was going to do, just go in a hoodie with the hoodie string in his mouth. Oh, yeah. I hate that much, Robbie.
Don't do that, Micah.
And he was just going to go. And I said, no. You got to dress to impress. So I made him wear a shirt and tie. He looked pretty sharp. And you know what? They gave him the job on the spot.
Wow.
He beat out all of the other applicants, to which there were none. It's,
Well, they tell you, though. They tell you, dress for the job you want.
Yeah.
Not the job you have.
Uh-huh.
I don't think you have to wear a suit at Tim Hortons. So maybe that's not the biggest deal in the world.
So what are we, he's wearing an apron?
Is that... Wear an apron.
Oh, yeah. Are you nervous, Micah?
Yes.
What advice has your mom given you for this job interview?
Look confident.
Yep.
Make good eye contact.
Eye contact. Huge. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We did a kind of mock interview last night, and he did really well.
Did he do okay? Oh, how proud are you right now, Mom?
I'm so proud.
I know. Okay, yeah. Well, guess what? And then he starts getting scheduled for shifts at 7 a.m. on Saturday. Guess who has to drive him there?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Well, good luck, Micah. Remember, if you don't know the answer, only you know you don't know. So you answer like you do know. Lies are the way to get the jobs you want, Micah, okay?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Great advice.
That's your advice. Lie.
That's my advice. Yeah.
Never lie.
And I ask you, do you have any experience? Oh yeah, I used to manage a Robin's Donuts 10 years ago. You just lay it on thick, Micah.
Oh boy, don't do that.
Good luck, Shay. Let us know how it goes. Okay, the first job.
I will.
Okay, love you. See you
later. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, you got
love
it.
Good too.
Luck, buddy.
All right. Riley got his first job. So adorable.
Didn't you help get him that job?
Well, I called in
because we know the people at A&W.
Been a sponsor. I was like, hey, can you just humor the kid a little bit? And maybe, but he ended up getting hired.
That's good.
Yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
So to recap, get you all up to speed, Dylan is living at the Devon A&W until further notice. That further notice is when the citywide 50-50 hits a jackpot, to which it has never achieved before. $202,222. The minute we cross that $202,222 threshold, Dylan is released from his home, his temporary home of the Devon A&W. In the meantime, we give him options at every $1,000 on a luxury item to make us stay a little more comfortable. His last choice was, or sorry, we spun the wheel. The last thing he got was a box of Kleenex because Dylan needs his Kleenex, right?
Which I'm so happy the Kleenex is now stuck here right beside me. Also, my girlfriend has texted. She says that you guys are being way too easy on me.
Oh,
thanks. I love her.
Thanks, babe.
I love her. What do you recommend today? We do? I don't know.
You could maybe talk to her. I don't want to bring her on. Here, well, I would prefer her not find being out on the radio.
What
I would
thinking prefer. Here. She packed.
What do you mean? No.
She packed all these care packages. Let's see what she's getting at here.
Too easy.
Well, I'm curious to know what she means by that. So once we hit 100, say we're $105 away from the next spin of the wheel for you to get a luxury item. He still has not earned Oilers viewing rights yet this morning. All right. So he is not watching the game if it were to happen right now.
Good morning.
Hey, Melissa, what do you mean we're being too easy on him now? What can we do to make this harder? What would you like, Melissa? You're the girl.
No.
You tell us.
I don't know. I just feel like he seems like he's having like a great time. He gets to eat donuts and I think he's getting too much.
Well, that was the kind of conversation I had at home yesterday when Coral was like, is Dylan really going to be living at the Devon A&W? And I said, yes. Will people buy tickets to get him home or people not buy tickets to let him stay? And I don't know what the idea here is, because either I think you want to torture Dylan and bring him back early, or you want to not buy tickets and let him stay, or is it the other way around? I don't know. What was his preparation like yesterday, Melissa?
Oh, he didn't have much. He didn't do much. He was just excited to go, and he felt like he was going to just breeze through this, and he was going to be home by tonight, I think.
Did you honestly think that, Dylan?
Yes, I'm going to be home by tonight. I still think that. What do you mean?
Why? Because it's $202,000.
What? Yeah, but Edmonton loves a 50-50.
We do.
Devon loves supporting anything at all.
Right.
They're an amazing little town here. And, I mean, I just see it happening. I see somebody lifting me on their shoulders later on tonight, celebrating me. So, that's all I can see when I close my eyes.
Melissa, you took the time to pack a bunch of care packages, and you put a lot of love and care into this, but not a lot because you really limited some of these packages.
Yeah.
You packed the nose package, which was just a box of Kleenex. Not really a package as much as just a box of Kleenex. Yeah. There's the mouth package, Dylan, that we haven't explored. It's a toothbrush, toothpaste, and four flossers. He doesn't have a toothbrush right now. Let's keep that in mind. There is no toothbrush right now. He's got the body package, which is some towels and washcloths and deodorants, okay? A pillow and blanket, and compared to maybe the pillow and blanket that you currently have, this is an upgrade. Is that right, Melissa?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. You get a fresh outfit. But she is quick to point out in the fresh outfit package that there are no underwear in the fresh outfit package. That is included in the special bum package.
Which is, I just why do you guys like this was supposed to be just a fun time of me sitting in a restaurant enjoying life.
Toilet paper, wet wipes, and underwear, and then there's an entertainment package to pass the time. Oh, Dylan, with Yahtzee. She packed you Yahtzee, Dylan.
Oh, I love a Yahtzee.
I know you do. And then, of course,
big fan of a Yahtzee.
His sleep routine package, including the peppermint oil and the lavender spray and the dainty sleep mask that Dylan can't sleep without every night. Okay. Plus, we've got the Oilers game. You can watch it on your phone if we spin it on the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously menu items at the end of it. We've allowed him to eat one donut, Melissa, from Kalmar Bakery. We think that that's fair right now, right?
Yeah.
When would you like him home, Melissa?
You know, I think when he reaches the goal that he opened his mouth up about. So as long as that takes.
Yeah, it's kind of nice for a little while, right? Have you turned the heat up at the house now that you're allowed to? He's not there to control the temperature of the home. Is it a little warmer in there? Are you still walking around with three blankets?
No, I imagine he's monitoring it from his phone.
Of course he is. Of course you are, Dylan. What are you doing?
I got a camera pointed right at the thermostat, even though I have the thermostat on an app. I just want to make sure I can see any hands and I can pinpoint who it was.
Well, love you, Melissa. Thank you for your help with all of this, okay?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Are you going to visit him, or are you just going to enjoy this alone time for a little while?
Well, I think I'll go tomorrow when it starts getting uncomfortable for him.
Good. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Melissa. Is it getting uncomfortable yet for you, Dylan? You got a long way to go, right?
That's amazing. It's awesome. Like, I just got a visit from Grant, Casino Steve. I've messaged him to say, come on and have some breakfast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And everyone in Devon's welcome. I hope everyone comes. I want to meet as many new friends as possible. And I'll hang out. We'll eat. We'll talk. It's going to be an awesome day. You guys are acting like this is some sort of punishment torture when it's, I'm sitting in an A&W loving life. I hope that it goes for the next 3 weeks.
No, you don't.
If I never come back into the studio, I will be more than happy.
He has no surface with which to sleep on. We're at $159,995. Five more dollars and we'll spin the wheel again to give you another luxury item here, Dylan. So you can get him at kisscitywide5050.com and we'll see what we can get. Again, a reminder to those that are superstitious, he has watched every Oilers game. But again, he's watched the first two Oilers games, and the good luck really didn't work out much there.
Right.
So
you watched the Stanley Cup final last year, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
So he's got no access to the Oilers game. If you want him to watch the Oilers game, we've hit it, $160,095.
Yeah!
So
here we go. Yeah! Come take a spin on the wheel. Get your spinning on.
Now, as much as you're sacrificing right now, it should be pointed out the good side of all of this is the current jackpot of $160,095. That means on Friday the 23rd, if it were to happen right now, it would be $80,047 for somebody. And it's going up. Just went up. $160,120.
Amazing. We are so close to the most we've ever given away ever.
Yeah. But not as close to the jackpot or to the level where Dylan gets to go home.
No.
$202,000.
No.
You're $42,102 away from that, Dylan.
Can I get a request on the wheel?
Yeah, what would you like?
I would like to. It looks so gorgeous outside here in Devon. I would like to go for a nice walk this afternoon.
All right,
you need to burn off some of that A&W too.
A nice walk would be great, and a parking lot walk. No,
what? I want to grant you this because when I did that walk from Dub to Dub, from Devon to Fort Saskatchewan, the stretch, the Devon stretch was unbelievable.
It's gorgeous here, right?
It's so nice.
All you're allowed right now is to walk around the perimeter of the property of A&W.
Yeah, you can do laps like a prisoner.
Okay. I don't. That's not ideal.
All right. Let's spin the wheel, Robbie. Here we go. Yeah. Where's it going to land? This is the next luxury item for Dylan. All right.
Yes.
Get your tickets at kisscitywide5050.com. All right, where's it landed?
It has landed on number 11.
Dylan?
Yes?
Go to your car.
Yes?
Get that chair you packed up!
Yes! That is awesome.
So it's a zero gravity, like a camp recliner chair kind of deal?
Oh, yeah.
He's loving life now. Now it's looking good. Now I can sit back and relax. At the very worst... Now, you can sleep in that chair if you don't get the sleeping cot.
Exactly. Oh, I'm pumped. I'm gonna rearrange my area here.
Okay.
Move this table a little bit. Get myself an... Oh, this is... I'm making home. I'm going to make like a little fort here.
Spot carved out in the... And it's a smaller A&W, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's a small town, small A&W. It's just got a lot of heart inside of it. But I'm going to have this... Oh, I'm going to have a little cot set. This is going to be good.
He's got his chair now. So he's got a chair, a pillow, a blanket, a phone. He's had something to eat, but he's not allowed to eat right now unless it's that bag of celery. He's had his donut. So, yeah, the first few hours have been okay. $160,120 right now. Once we get to $161,000, Dylan, you'll get your next spin of the wheel, okay?
KissCitywide5050.com. Yep. Donate now if you're going to buy tickets. I mean, today's the day.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.